the rate of incarceration in Vermont has dropped by a third over the last decade. But the Vermont chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says the state still jails far more people than it needs to. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the organization wants to cut the prison population in Vermont in half.
Bill Cobb knows a thing or two about the out-of-state prison where more than 200 Vermonters are currently serving out their sentences. Back in the 1990s, Cobb spent 2 years at the Camp Hill Prison, which is located just outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I can testify that those individuals are not getting better because of the time that they're doing away from their families, incarcerated out of their states.
That was Cobb at a press conference on Wednesday morning. He was there to help launch the ACLU's Campaign for Smart Justice Vermont. The goal is to cut the prison population in half and also eliminate the stark racial disparities in Vermont's criminal justice system.
One out of every 14 black men in this state is incarcerated today.
All told, Cobb spent 6 years in prison for robbery, among other things. Today, he says he's a husband, a father, and the deputy director of the ACLU's national push to curb incarceration rates. Cobb says there's nothing exceptional about him, and he says there's no reason to think that the 1,700 people serving time in Vermont right now aren't capable of the same kind of turnaround.
Let's think about the possibilities if we responded to crime, drug usage differently.
New research from Pew Charitable Trusts shows that Vermont has done a better job than any other state in the nation at bringing down the rate of incarceration over the past decade. But while incarceration rates may have come down off their peak, Vermont has twice as many inmates today as it did in the late 1990s. Here's Nico Amador, a community organizer at the ACLU of Vermont.
I graduated high school in the late 90s. It's crazy to think that the prison population here has doubled in half my lifetime, and that is consistent with our national trends.
And racial disparities in the Vermont inmate population are more pronounced than in any other state in the country. Amador says the ACLU will be working at a grassroots level to galvanize support for the policies needed to reduce the prison population and also to eliminate the racial disparities in the criminal justice system. Amador says achieving that goal will require statutory reforms to bail and sentencing policies. He says it's also about changing the state's approach to criminal justice more generally.
We as a society really have to decide and reach some consensus about what direction we want to move in.
Ashley Sawyer is a member of Vermonters for Criminal Justice Reform. Sawyer served time in a Vermont prison and says she, too, can testify to the ineffectiveness of incarceration as a rehabilitation strategy.
A good saying is prison is crime school. So you took someone who had no experience with the criminal justice system, no experience with violent crime. I know now.
Earlier this month, the Scott administration proposed spending $150 million over the next 10 years to construct a 900-bed prison facility. Sawyer says she thinks Vermont could use those resources more judiciously.
Your community was not safer by locking me up. What would have made your community safer is taking a small amount of money and investing in treatment, investing in better housing, investing in programs.
And that's exactly the approach that the Vermont ACLU will be pressing lawmakers and the governor to embrace. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.